USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Flags throughout the United States are at half-staff today in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. It was on this day in 1941 that a surprise attack by the Japanese military on the U.S. naval base in Pearl Harbor resulted in the deaths of over 2,400 Americans and injuries to more than 1,100 others. The day following the attack, the United States entered World War II. The clock is ticking to deliver assistance to Ukraine. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not. They're blocking the president's request for funding. That's what they're doing.
Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. However, Republicans strongly oppose passing the measure unless Democrats concede to border policy changes aimed at addressing the influx of migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Republicans assert that President Biden is AWOL when it comes to border security. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham attributing the surge in migrant crossings directly to the policies of the president.
Joe Biden has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to the border. You need to wake up, Mr. President, before we get hit.
Graham stated today that Democrats must make substantial concessions on border policy for passage of the president's funding request for Ukraine and Israel. House Republicans are introducing the text of their resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry against President Biden. That resolution aims to formalize the ongoing investigation led by three Republican-led committees. A vote on the matter is anticipated next week. Congress is sending a strong message that triggering a fire alarm will face consequences. With a vote of 214 to 191, the House has censured New York Democrat Jamal Bowman for activating a fire alarm in a congressional building in September. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. At the same time, Israel is reporting its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. It was exactly 2 months ago when Hamas initiated its attack against Israel. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Congress must act to prevent gun violence.
This is a moral imperative, not just a political obligation. It is a moral duty for this country to stop gun violence.
Today, Blumenthal and fellow lawmakers convened with families of victims and survivors of gun violence on Capitol Hill. Next Thursday will mark the 11-year anniversary of the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expected to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Beginning on Friday, potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify on Saturday and reach full strength by Sunday. Tonight, Thursday Night Football kicks off Week 14 of the NFL season with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the New England Patriots. The Steelers will be missing starting quarterback Kenny Pickett, who was injured in last week's 24-10 loss to the Arizona Cardinals. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.